This adventure to discover Via Suffragio covers only a few hundred metres but spans many centuries. The starting point this time is the famous canton, a crossroads of four streets: Via San Marco, Via Manci, Via San Pietro, and of course, Via Suffragio. It is one of the most characteristic places in Trento. Look around 360 degrees and admire the palaces, the wrought iron balconies, the sundials, the wooden statues of the Annunciation, the windows with medieval decorations, the ancient winding Via Lunga towards the west, and the gentle descent towards the north. When your eyes are satisfied with wandering in search of beauty, slowly head towards the Contrada de Capellai, the hat shop district. But yes, of course, in one of the earliest testimonies dating back to the 1400s, the street was so named because of the numerous hat shops which were found here. Afterwards, the name changed to Contrada Todesca, the German district, because many travellers from Germany settled and began trading here. And what kind of trade? Well, the road became known as the Contrada dell'Osteria Todesca, the German pub district. So you can easily imagine the type of activity: taverns, restaurants and hotels for the numerous pilgrims who entered the city from the north and looked for a place to rest and shelter for their horses and donkeys. Speaking of horses, on the pillar of the very first archway, try to find the iron rings that were still preserved and to which the animals were tethered while waiting for the stables to be prepared. Did you find them? Good. Now you are right under the arcades. Imagine seeing a long line of shops displaying their goods sheltered from rain, wind and snow. Shopkeepers lived on the upper floors. On the opposite side, where there are no covered archways, were the taverns with their splendid wrought iron signs indicating the name of the place that invited travellers to stop, rest, drink and eat. I'll now send you to look for Osteria alla Rosa, the Rose Tavern. When you find it, at street number 41, stop and admire the masterpiece of the 50 small roses carved in the marble of the doorway. At the top, you can see the postman's trumpet, which means that this inn was also a stop for the mail carriage. Now, find house number 63. Go into the alleyway called Passaggio Teatro Ossel, the Ossel Theatre Passageway. Isn't this hidden corner of the city picturesque? Imagine that here the first theatre of Trento was built in 1760. If you continue walking to the end of the alley, you'll find a surprise. Did you see where you came out? Look up. In front of you rises the majestic and imposing Buon Consiglio Castle. Now turn around and continue searching for clues along Via Suffragio. Halfway down, you can see a large, very unique house which divides the streets into two parts. One street on the right and one on the left. If you look up, you can see the beautiful frescoed sundial still functioning on the south side. You can also see the god of time, Kronos, with a long white beard and in the background a panorama of the city. Now continue down the longer side of the house and again look up at its facade. There you will find another small sundial that served as a clock for the inhabitants who lived on this part of the street. And that portrait? It is an ancient frame containing the painting of a modern Virgin Mary. Unfortunately, the original was stolen in the 1950s, together with the magnificent wrought iron lamp that shone above it. The inhabitants of this street were very devoted to the Mother of Jesus. And in the 1700s, the church of the Madonna del Suffragio was built here, which you can find halfway along the street on the east side. The church then gave the definitive name to the street. The veritable mine of historical treasures that Via Suffragio offers has not yet been exhausted. Return to the large house which splits the street and head left until you see a beautiful series of covered archways. This is not as old as it seems, as it was built relatively recently, in the early 1900s. Before then, there was a very small and low porch called El Portaguet, which led to the banks of the Adige River that used to flow here, and where boats and rafts docked to load goods and people for transport along the river. Stand on the porch and observe the traffic moving along the very busy Via Torre Verde. Now close your eyes, and instead of the flow of vehicles, imagine the flow of water. Can you smell the scent of the river? It must have been a wonderful landscape to behold. Now, I will take you to the end of Via Suffragio, where there is a wonderful Renaissance palace on the right-hand side. It is the Palazzo Salvadori Trautmannsdorf, built in the 1500s. Do you notice anything in particular? Look carefully at the doors. You know how many there are? I'll go ahead and tell you, because it will take you too long to count. There are 149 faces, and it is the only palace in Italy that has this many. The faces are all different, frowning, amazed, angry, frightened, joyful, and in many cases disturbing. In the middle of the 1500s, these faces welcomed the numerous cardinals who stayed here during the meetings of the Council of Trent. Now, the palace is private, but occasionally you can enter and admire the inner courtyards, the stairways and the large rooms, especially during the organised exhibitions and tastings of Trentino wines. Dove? Okay. Now, I will take you to the end of Via Suffragio, where there is a wonderful Renaissance palace on the right-hand side. It is the Palazzo Salvadori Trautmannsdorf, built in the 1500s. Do you notice anything in particular? Look carefully at the doors, windows and balcony. Walk around them and observe carefully. You can't help but notice the many decorative faces. Do you know how many there are? I'll go ahead and tell you because it will take you too long to count. There are 149 faces, and it is the only palace in Italy that has this many. The faces are all different, frowning, amazed, angry, frightened, joyful, and in many cases disturbing. In the middle of the 1500s, these faces welcomed the numerous cardinals who stayed here during the meetings of the Council of Trent. Now, the palace is private, but occasionally you can enter and admire the inner courtyards, the stairways and the large rooms, especially during the organised exhibitions and tastings of Trentino wines. Surely you must be a bit tired now, with all this going on and down up...
Sbagliato.
Certainly, you must be a bit tired now, with all this going up and down Via Suffragio. You have seen so many curious things just on this one street, a small city within a city. So far, you have walked looking up, but now focus your attention on the pavement. This red ammonitic stone was cut from quarries in the hills surrounding Trento. But why is it called ammonitic? From time to time, you can see fossil formations in the pavement. These spiral-shaped shells are the remnants of ammonite mollusks, which were trapped in the rock millions of years ago when Trentino was submerged by waters of a very hot tropical sea. Now that we have arrived at the end of this short tour, I invite you to close your eyes and imagine yourself lying in the sun on a white, tropical, sandy beach. Sweet dreams.